Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. How can the placebo effect be explained? Can the mind promote healing of the body? And why hasn't the medical establishment given more serious consideration to placebos? These are among the questions that have vexed Harvard Medical Professor Richard Creighton, and he's set out for some answers today on the program. Creighton joins us to talk about arguments for re-examining the place of placebos in the medical practice. Dr. Richard Creighton is one of the country's foremost experts in mind-body medicine. He's a research immunologist, a Jungian analyst, a former research director of the Harvard Medical School Mind-Body Medical Institute, and an associate professor at Harvard Medical School. He's also the author of the book, The Placebo Response and the Power of Unconscious Healing. And Dr. Creighton joins me in studio. Dr. Creighton, good morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Good morning.
Dr. Creighton will speak about the placebo response tonight, September 6th, at 6:30 at the City Library here in downtown Salt Lake City. The event is sponsored by the Jung Society of Utah, and there's more information on our website, kcpw.org. But if you'd like to join us, if you've got questions or have experienced the placebo effect, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. Dr. Creighton, you're trained in internal medicine and pathology, but you're also interested in psychoanalysis. What got you interested in looking at this connection between mind and body?
Well, I'm also trained as a psychoanalyst and in psychiatry, so I've done a lot of training. I think what got me interested in particular was while serving as a director of the Mind-Body Medical Institute in Boston, I was asked to put together a research proposal with respect to the placebo response. And frankly, I hadn't given the topic a great deal of thought prior to that, but as I delved more deeply into it, I recognized that it was probably one of the more important elements within medicine. It's really at the crux of medical therapeutics, and it's one of the areas that's really poorly understood, both by the lay public and even by the medical profession.
What did your colleagues in traditional medical circles think of your exploration into this area?
Well, as I just mentioned, I think most physicians don't really have a clear understanding about what placebo responses are. When I went to medical school almost 40 years ago now, I was taught that the placebo response was something that really shouldn't occupy the interest of physicians. And I would say that's an attitude that probably persists within the medical community. And there are many, many reasons, some of which I explore in the text, but it's certainly, I think, a misdirected concept.
Mm. You also explain that placebos are still very much a puzzle to modern medicine. I mean, what do we know about placebos? What do you even mean by the placebo response?
Well, I think the issue about the misunderstandings around placebo have to do with, again, how to define it and how to measure it and how to predict it. The point about placebo responses is that they occur as part of virtually any interaction where there's an intention to treat someone. So all medical interventions contain an element of placebo responses. But they're hard to tease out, and they're very hard to predict. And so it's hard to know in any given individual how much of their response to a drug, to a surgical intervention, even to talk therapy is due to this placebo response. Essentially, the placebo response is a mode of healing within the body. It's one of the healing systems of the body, like the blood clotting system, like the wound healing system. The placebo response is part of the healing response of the body that also involves the actions of the mind.
Do we know if there are certain types of people or certain diseases that respond more favorably to placebos than to other interventions?
Well, I think what we do know is, as I mentioned, there's a placebo element in virtually all responses. There's a very high rate of placebo responses in individuals who have anxiety and depression. But it's not true for all psychiatric disorders, because there are psychiatric disorders such as obsessive compulsive disorder where placebo responses are very low. So it's not it's not something that is totally within the realm of psychiatric disorder. Placebo responses are very high in what we call functional disorders, patients who have chronic headaches, or abdominal pain, those types of issues. But you can see placebo responses in virtually every disorder. You can see it in cancer. And so it runs the spectrum. The problem is that, again, for reasons that I get into in the text and which are complicated, they're very hard to predict. And I think that's what makes medical science a bit wary and skeptical and uneasy about these placebo responses.
And yet you write, there may be no more urgent problem in medicine than establishing how placebo effects are generated. Urgency there. I mean,
I think it is urgent. You know, people have gotten sick, you know, throughout the course of human history, and up until the last several hundred years, all interventions with drugs and other types of therapies were all based on the placebo response, but people got better. So again, it's part of the evolution of the human being that there be these healing systems, and they're still operative. And so to not have an understanding as to how they function is a major gap in medical knowledge. Mm.
Speaking with Dr. Richard Creighton, he is an expert in mind-body medicine. He's a research immunologist, a Jungian analyst, and former research director of the Harvard Medical School Mind-Body Medical Institute. He's also an associate professor at Harvard Medical School and author of the book, The Placebo Response and the Power of Unconscious Healing. He's in Salt Lake City to give a lecture tonight on the topic, September 6th, 6:30 p.m. here at the City Library, sponsored by the Jung Society of Utah. If you'd like to join us, if you've got questions or comments about placebos and their role in modern medicine, call us at 801-355-TALK. That's 801-355-8255. So if there's no more urgent problem in medicine than studying placebos, why? And you go, why aren't we delving into this question? You kind of outline a few reasons why you think that's not the case, that more research dollars aren't going toward placebo research, one of which happens to be about Big Pharma.
Big Pharma is a big issue in the whole area of disease, both mental disease and physical disease. And it has to do with how placebo responses are thought of today in modern medicine. They've had an evolution in terms of the concept of placebos. The placebo response today, or placebo effects, are used in the measurement to determine whether a new drug is effective. So in a procedure called a randomized controlled trial, where one group gets a drug to be tested versus a placebo, the determination as to whether or not a new drug is effective is that it has to outperform the placebo response group. Now, interestingly enough, in the placebo response group, placebo responses range anywhere in general from around 30% of the patients who are getting placebos virtually for any drug. And in patients in psychiatric diseases like anxiety or depression, it can be as high as 60 to 90%. Mm. If you can't show the difference between a new drug and the placebo group, then you can't get approval through the Food and Drug Administration. Mm. So Big Pharma is very concerned to keep the placebo response rates as low as possible.
Let's go to the phones. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Speaking with Dr. Richard Creighton, the author of the book, The Placebo Response and the Power of Unconscious Healing. Let's go to Mike, calling from Salt Lake City. Mike, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I am interested in this topic, but I have to admit I'm a little bit worried or wondering about the practicality of actually administering placebos in a non-paternalistic medical community. And people are used to looking at their medications online, et cetera, and I think that we're past the era of the doctor just saying, take two of these and call me in the morning.
Hmm. Mike, interesting thought. And I mean, part of that hesitation might also have to do with the cultural legacy of Western medicine. I mean, mm-hmm. Western medicine may offer some skepticism toward this idea. To Mike's point, the practicality of using placebos in our society.
Well, the fact of the matter is we use them all the time, and we use them even when we're not aware that we're using them. Because the only time a drug can be viewed as non-placebo is in the context of a randomized control trial. So what generally happens in practice is a drug is approved, for instance, by the FDA. It's shown to have efficacy beyond a placebo. And then it goes out into general availability into medical practice. At that point, physicians are capable of using these drugs for a whole variety of reasons, some of which are not the indications that the drugs were initially approved for. So drugs are used, drugs that have been shown to be more effective than placebos are used all the time outside of the conditions for which they were approved. At that point, they're also considered placebos. And placebo responses, again, occur even with drugs that are shown to be more effective in and of themselves than placebos. I'm not suggesting that we should be giving out sugar pills to people. That's not my point. I think we are beyond that phase. And there is ethical issues in using medications or interventions that have not been shown to be efficacious. But the point is that we really swim in this sea of placebos, and we're unaware of it. And physicians are basically unaware of the fact that when they prescribe drugs outside of the context of how they were approved, that they're essentially giving them as placebos.
Hmm. Mike, are you aware that you've been using any placebos as a consumer of medicine? Oh, it looks like Mike is gone. Mike, thanks very much for the call. 801-355-TALK is our number. Dr. Creighton, how do you use placebos in your practice?
I can't say, again, that I use placebos in the way I think most lay people would think about them in my practice at all. What I do is I will, on occasion, like most of my colleagues, use drugs for conditions that they are not specifically approved for and in populations that they may not have been approved for. So in that sense, I'm administering placebos. But more importantly, when one begins to understand the neurobiology and the psychobiology of these responses, it becomes clear that there are certain aspects of the doctor-patient relationship that tend to evoke these sort of placebo effects. And those
you talk about touch. You talk about the importance of a connection between the doctor and the patient.
Very much so. Indeed, the evolution of these placebo responses is in part an innate capacity of the individual to develop these healing responses, but it's also fostered by the dynamic between the healer and the person who's being treated. So that the way one listens empathically, that the way one may touch the patient during an intervention, the way one just evokes a certain degree of confidence on the part of the patient, all of these things evoke memories of early attachments that help individuals in their ability to self-soothe, both physically and mentally. And that's really what the nature of the placebo response is.
Only about 30 seconds left. How are you going to convince the medical establishment to take placebo seriously, to delve into more research in this area?
I think it's an uphill battle. Quite honestly, I'm not naive about it. I think all you can do is occasionally put out books like my own, and there have been others. Try to get one's colleagues more interested in the topic, and then hope at some point that the science related that's required to study these responses has developed to the point where people understand them better.
Mm. Dr. Richard Creighton, an associate professor at Harvard Medical School, author of the book, The Placebo Response and the Power of Unconscious Healing. Dr. Creighton, thanks so much for your time.
No, thank you.
Dr. Creighton will speak tonight, September 6th, at 6:30 p.m. at the City Library at an event sponsored by the Jung Society of Utah. City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Coming up tomorrow, it's Politics Up Close with Jeff Robinson. Among his guests, the Republican congressional candidate, Mia Love. So join us for that tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.